KJ4WZM, W4DJW.
Stand by for net.
The Q's, the Blue Ridge Chimney, your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Well, hearing none, I'll go ahead with the pre-net check-in. Check them in and then call for any new amateur radio station. So, that would like to recognize W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, Darren Travel Address, KA5WLL Leroy and Taylors, K4XMR Mel and Prosperity, W4IOE Sid and Fletcher, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, K4RM, Fred and Piedmont, N4MRY, Mary and Piedmont, KO4RIM, Ben and Piedmont, and K4OIM, Walt and Edmund. Time check-in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net or anyone who just recently upgraded their ham license or became a new amateur. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control, 48, that's Whiskey 4, Mike,
Hewlett Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I got no traffic for the net tonight. Please check me in and out.
Thank you, sir.
W4MKH, Net Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. All right, well, at this time we'll begin the normal roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with air traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and state your intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. Tonight being Sunday, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the suffix of your call, beginning Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Dean Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
K4WZM. And Daniel, please check in Kilo Mike 4. Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
QCM. Please check in K1CJW, and that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Ronan. We're located in Sydney. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s.
That would like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. He brings along with him his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Next, we've got W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Move up to E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in County, North Carolina. Good evening, Daniel. Oh, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KC4EZN, that is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And the next station, I'm not sure of. They were kind of down on the noise. I have Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, Bill in Greenville. Is that correct?
Correction. It's K04ACA. Sorry, I had my power turned down to 10%. Hopefully you got this.
KO4ACA, that is Bill in Greenville. Thanks for the correction, Bill. Hope you're doing well tonight. All right, any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. I through L, India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say a 73 for each one of you.
Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Bay, Bay and Gastonia. 73 to all, God bless, and good net.
WZM. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4WZM. Gentlemen, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, connect. This is Larry. Also, my wife's daughter. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Nice. KK4JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KO4ISG. Danny in Gastonia. KO4ISG. Danny in Gastonia. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. KK4JBQ, Larry, and he brings along with him his wife, Miss Donna K, at the KC4MFK. They are at home in Greer. Any other stations? I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Through Papa next. M through P, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Could you check in Kilo Oscar 4, November from the Pearl Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, and I'm looking to be lost tonight. After you and all of that, I'll be there to tell you.
WZM, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel, Pat in
Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, Daniel.
P4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. And please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. Name is Chris. QTH is Liberty. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
That's KO4NNH. That is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont. Next we have W2MJB. That is Mark, and he brings along with him his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. Next up, K4OSH. That is Pat and Malden. And KO4NUE, that is Chad. He brings along with him his wife Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campobello. And also, he brings along a telephone relay station, KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Any other stations, M through P, Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. To Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. But I'm going to need you to repeat your call sign a couple of times. I have Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo something something. I think I've got your name down as Kurt and your location is Greenville. If you could come back a couple of times with your information and try to repeat it, I'll try to make it out. Missing a letter, so I really appreciate the relay. Thank you. Got you checked in, Kurt. Now we'd like to recognize KO4RMM. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike Mike. Kurt in Greenville. Get to check you and Miss Joy in as well.
QZ, KJ. I get this out in a minute, Daniel. Oh, me. Yeah, go ahead and check me and Joy both in, KI4DOS and K3JOY, and I'll be in for comments tonight, Danny.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown. Sorry if I'm out of turn.
I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, Gary, and he brings along with him his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. They're at home and easily tonight. Next, I have KK4FTU. That is Richard in Slaptown. Hey, Richard, I blow through your end of town several times a day, usually. Well, about twice a day, running concrete pieces on a flatbed. I don't know if you've ever seen the trucks come through there, but there's a company called MST that makes concrete stuff down there on Road 19, and we bring stuff up that way when we go to I-85.
What are you talking about? Normally, I'm at work at night and sleeping during the day.
on that. I used to work night shifts, and I do miss it, actually. It was pretty neat. I enjoyed it. All right, I got you checked in, though. KK4FTU, that is Richard in Slaptown. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead up to U through Z at this point. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and KM4BIX, John in Greenville. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. WZM, KO4NUE.
Until you might want to call the net manager, W4DJW, net manager, KI4LCI.
My radio shut off for some weird reason. It's back on now. I finally got it turned back on, but it wouldn't come back on for a little while. I fiddled with the battery contacts because I noticed as soon as I touched the radio, it turned off again. So I tried to pry the battery contacts closer towards the battery. I took the battery out, moved the contacts around, put it back together, and now it works fine. So I'm hoping that's it. But I'm back now. It seems to be okay. I checked in as KM4VIX. That was John in Greenville. Has anyone else attempted to check in? Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. G and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4, JKV. My name's Duncan, up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
W4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's. KO4JKB, Duncan and Asheville. W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's. KC3NFA, Lee and Greer. Lee, were you wanting me to mark you down for comments, or are you just listening?
NFA, net control, come back with your last. I didn't copy all of that.
When you said you were hanging around, I was wondering if you meant that you're just listening to the net or if you wanted me to mark you down for comments. I wasn't sure.
Listening, Ed, and sitting here playing with my computer while I got the radio on there, but if I hear something, I'll jump in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and open this all the way up to the alphabet A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
Net control. Check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Lima Echo Echo. I'm Arlie from Gray Court, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, and KK4LEE, early in Great Court. Any other stations A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. WZM now securing the formal portion of the network. Thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. KF4DOS, Gary, all right, if you're still around, looks like I've got you marked out for comments. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM or Net Control, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Daniel. Good evening to the net. I had a rather peaceful day over here today. Got up this morning and reset the clocks. I hated having to do that. Got me all messed up. I looked up the clock a minute ago and thought it was later than it says it is, because it feels like it is. But we'll get through that. That's no big deal. Had to go over to the store a little bit today and go over there and get rid of some money. Yeah, I didn't bring much out of the store, but I left them with a good little chunk of change over there. So we got back home, got that all taken care of. Had a couple of phone calls this afternoon from my boys. Anthony called from Charlotte, and then Stephen called. He was, well, I had called him earlier and left him a message, and he called me when he got back home. So got to talk to both my youngest today, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Sounds like you had a decently busy day. About the time change, yeah, threw me for a loop. See, I always get up for work at 6 in the morning, and I've been trying to get used to that schedule now for about 3 months, because I used to get up to go to work at 4 in the morning instead of 6. You know, because I did that for about a year. So I'm finally getting used to getting up at 6. Well, this morning, being Sunday morning, I still woke up at normal time, 6 a.m., but instead of it being 6 when I woke up, I looked at my phone and it said 5. I was like, what in the world? Oh, yeah, that's right, the time change. Yep. So that's how I started my day, and I never got back to sleep. So that was a bummer, but oh well, I'll get used to it. And my phone automatically reset. My HT that I use, it connects to satellites and stuff, so as soon as I turned on that, it reset too. It set itself to normal time. And I get on my bike today, I rode my motorcycle all afternoon pretty much, and I get on my bike and it said that it was a completely different time. And I was like, huh, okay. So now I need to figure out how to reset its clock, because I don't know how to do that yet. So, I'll have to investigate that. This morning, I finished removing the suspension out from underneath my vehicle completely, and now I'm about to start putting everything back together. I bought a 4-inch lift kit for my old square body first generation four-wheel drive Explorer, and getting ready to put that underneath there. It'll be pretty interesting. Between the combination of the lift kit and the tires, it'll be about 7 inches higher than stock. So, hopefully it'll do me pretty well when I go to ride around in the snow this year. I'm putting 33x12.5-inch tires on it.
Well, Daniel, you're going to have more invested in the lift kit and the tires and all of that stuff than you are than the whole car's worth. But I'm glad you're getting that done. I don't like it when you say I'm going to go play in the snow. There's nothing to play with there, young man. You can get hurt really, really quick. Been there, done that. So I got the scars to prove it. But if you go out in the snow, I know you go out and enjoy it. And y'all do get a little crazy because you're young folks. Cutting donuts and sliding around and all of this. But be careful where you're doing it, because something can happen and it can jump on you real quick.
a lot faster than you think it can, or you think it will. You were talking about getting up at a certain time. I drove a truck for 45 years. Didn't have a set time to get up and go to work. I got up whenever I was supposed to be there and got off whenever I got through. And then when I started running West Coast, you know, all the way across the country, I was with the truck 24 hours a day, as long as it took us to get out there and get back. So you sleep when you can and drive when you're not sleeping, because you're not making any money when the wheels aren't turning. But that's another deal we'll get into on another time. But anyway, I'm glad you got your lift kit and you got your suspension and all out under it. It does take some time, and when you just have a few hours or you know, a day or two on the weekend to work on it, it sure does take a while to get it done, doesn't it?
I did over the road for 6 months, so I know what you mean about different start times. During those 6 months that I drove, I started, I left out at every hour of the day throughout there. I left out at 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., all the way up into the p.m. It's 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 12 there. So, yep, all the way around the clock I left at different times. And whenever my 10-hour of rest on the e-log was up, I'd be back to it again. And I always dream about someday, if I get my own truck, I would like to figure out how to run all the old school outlaw loose leaf log stuff, running three logs at the same time and all that lovely business that's illegal. That's where the fun is at, that's where the money's at, and that's also where the big fines come in too, and the out of service and all that if you get caught. But for the most part, you tend to make more than what you would miss out on from fines. So it kind of it evens itself out, I guess. I'd like to do that someday, though, just to do it. It'd be neat. And as far as the lift kit and everything goes and playing in the snow, when I think of playing in the snow, when I was in my late teen years and early 20s, I did that silly stuff going out and doing donuts and all that. And one time I actually got arrested in North Carolina for doing that. So I thought it was enough of the donuts. Now I go drive around and pull cars out of ditches the whole time instead. I go right up high through the North Carolina mountains, 4,000, 5,000 feet, and go pull people out of ditches up there to get stuck. So that's what I do now. I go up there to have fun, and I end up working the whole time.
You're talking about running two or three logbooks and all of that. You do the same thing in your four-wheeler. You just don't have to log anything. The only thing I hate is about the trucking industry, and I'm glad I'm out of it now, is the government's got their fingers in it too deep and trying to regulate everything. I don't know of many people that can pull into a truck stop and go to bed and sleep for 10 hours. I just can't do it. Not made that way. I haven't ever done it, and probably won't ever do it. But, you know, a mandatory break is needed. Years ago, I don't know if they still allow it or not, the splitting up sleeper berths and stuff like that. You know, I can have take a 10-hour break, but I take, you know, 5 hours now and get up and drive for 5 hours and lay back down for 5 hours, and I still got my 10-hour break in a 24-hour period. So it's, with the electronic logs and all of that, it's slowed progress down quite a bit. making a man sit mandatorily for 10 hours is a bit beyond me, but that's okay. I'm not in the business up there in the Puzzle Palace making the laws. But we'll get on another subject one of these days about that. I'm glad that you go out and help people out of the ditch and stuff like that. But just remember one thing, your four-wheel drive will go good on, or relatively well, I'll put it that way, in snow. But ice, it skates just like everything else. I had a guy pass me one day, and I was in a truck, and he was in a little four-wheeler, four-wheel drive, and he's out there flying up the road. And I get on up the road about a mile and a half, and after he passes me, and he's sitting in the median. He had a piece of black ice, and that four-wheel drive pickup truck did not. It slid off the road just like everything else. So just keep that in mind, Daniel. I know you will. Just be careful. And I'll turn it back over to you. Let's see if you can find some more folks out there. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. KJ4WZM in the net, KI4DOS.
Okay, sounds good. And they changed up the e-log laws a little bit. September 29 last... It wasn't last year. About 2020. Yeah, it was 2020. Hold on, let me think. Yeah, it was last year. September 29 last year, 2020. They changed up the laws. As long as you break up your sleeper berth time, and still get your 10 hours, so that's all that matters. So they did change it up, because they used to only allow an 8-2 split, 8 hours sleeper berth mandatory, and then 2 hours off-duty was also allowed. So now you can do it 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, however you want to do it. As long as you complete it, your split breaks are now allowed. And another change was you can count your fueling as your 30-minute break now instead of having to go completely off duty. So your fueling, you can now take 30 minutes on that and it counts as your break. Different things like that. So they change up the laws a little bit and it helps. As far as the ice and four-wheel drive goes, oh yeah, I keep that in mind. I know it's nothing to play with, and in general, I keep my speed relatively low. So, thank you for all the helpful tips, and I try to be safe out there. I really do. I know that it's serious and it's not a game. So, I just try to be very deliberate about everything that I do, and not be careless. Well, thanks for hanging around. It's been great talking to you. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Hope to talk to you later on down the walk. KI4DOS, KJ4WZM, 73 is to you. Officer Zulu, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Anyone for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM or net control. With one more station to check in, I've got Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Quebec Zulu, KJ4RQZ. That is Nathan. He's at home in Travelers Rest, and today is his birthday. He turns 28. Old man. That is Ray Allison's grandson. And Nathan just got his newborn baby home. His baby was born prematurely on Ray Allison's birthday. So the baby is now at home and doing well. Just wanted to give everybody an update on that in case they didn't know. That would be Ray Allison's great-grandson. His name is Nash Ray Allison. So today is Nathan's birthday, and he's 28, and yep, just wanted to put that out there. KJ4WZM, 47 check-ins tonight, folks. I'll go ahead and fill out my net report. I did that. It gave the old net report from last time. Hang on one second while I get this one in. KJ4WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge Community Net with her. Thanks for checking in. Still now returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night.